information technology grows exponentially. So these technologies will be a million times more powerful within 20 years. The speed of exponential growth is itself speeding up. So in 25 years, these technologies will be a billion times more powerful than they are today.
Progress is accelerating at an exponential pace, and it's going to reach a point where progress is so fast, it's going to be a singularity in history. Computers are getting smaller and smaller. We'll have nanorobots at the size of blood cells that have computers in them that go into the brain through the capillaries. That will communicate wirelessly to the cloud. By 2029, computers would have all of the intellectual and emotional capabilities of humans. The exponential growth of information technologies like computation, communication, simulating biological processes, will have the computational capacity to functionally simulate the human brain. The thing that gives me comfort is we don't have one or two AIs in the world. We have 2 or 3 billion AIs.
By 2029, we'll have reverse engineered the brain.
Computers, very gradually, they'll become more and more human-like, to a point where they're really indistinguishable.
And computers at that time will be far more powerful than the human brain. And we'll be able to create machines that really do have the subtlety and suppleness of human.
We are spiritual machines. Nanorobots have
reverse engineered the human brain. It's not some alien invasion of intelligent machines. From Mars to invade us, it's coming from within our civilization. And the whole point of it is to extend our reach. The singularity is not just that point where we achieve human level of intelligence in machines. That will start a new revolution. They'll be able to actually improve their own software design. By 2045, we'll have expanded the intelligence of our human-machine civilization a billionfold. That will be a singularity.